The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater. Coldwater Cardinal basketball is on the air.
Power inside, Eddie kick it out to a streaking Stempion along the baseline.
Great play by Jordan Eddie. Great job by Luke Stempion to finish it off.
Yeah, White forces up a shot off the heel. Rebound Gillette. High off the glass and good on the putback.
Nice hustle there by Gillette.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club. Benedict Steakhouse and Grill. Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Branch County Abstract and Title. Hewley's Jewelry. Drew's Place of Coldwater. Haylett Auto and RV. Kellogg Community College. McDonald's of Branch County. Meyer. Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha. OmniSource. Heinz Behavioral Health. Rainbow Motor Sales. Union Pallet and Container. Warner Oil Company. And Willow's Bar and Grill.
Brady Duke finding Grant Maurer for three.
He hits it. Grant Maurer with a huge three.
Cardinals win 58-56 in OT. And warm greetings once again from Coldwater High School as we wrap up the last night of the fifth annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament, the Varsity Boys Championship game between the Coldwater Cardinals and the Dexter Dreadnoughts. Coming up in about 10 minutes' time, I'm Sean Watson, Mike's side. My broadcast partner, Quinn Berry, is getting his JV boys ready for their championship game over in the old gym at Coldwater High School. The Coldwater JVs will be taking on the Fremont Eagles right now in the old gym. Middle of the third quarter, actually, in the girls' JV championship game between Coldwater and Fremont. We'll try and get you a final score once that game gets finished. Things are running a bit behind over in the old gym because the first game of the day in the old gym actually went into overtime, the girls' consolation game between Niles and Carleton Airport. It was a game that the Niles girls won in overtime, 49-47. The Airport Jets launched a half-court shot that would have won the game. It just came a second and a half too late. That's how close that game was. All that was going on while we brought you coverage of the Coldwater girls beating Carleton Airport 58-24. The boys' consolation games that finished up right around 5 o'clock or so. In the varsity side of things, Eaton Rapids defeated Fremont 85-69. And over in the old gym, Dexter defeated Eaton Rapids 47-38. Again, we just mentioned the girls' championship just wrapped up about 10 minutes ago, and that was the Niles Vikings defeating Fremont 68-51. Some of the stats from that game, the girl that we singled out, Elise Zimmerman for Niles, she scored the first 8 points against Coldwater last night, and she had a team-high 19 points and 7 rebounds. Libby Moody with 18, Jasmine Brand with 12, and Tatiana Goodson with 10. Shay Roanhouse for the Fremont Lady Eagles led all scorers with a double-double, 24 points and 14 rebounds. Melissa Bear with 17 points and 8 boards. Now, time to set up the matchup between Coldwater and Dexter for the boys' varsity championship game here at the Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. Last night, of course, the Cardinals with a 70-62 win over Eaton Rapids. Logan Taggart with a career-high 26 points. Our McDonald's player of the game last night, Ryan Mock, 15 points and 10 rebounds. Got some help, Ryan Hadley with 9, Blaze Watson with 8, Grant Maurer with 7. Getting 5 rebounds apiece were Logan Taggart, Grant Maurer, and Luke Beckhusen coming off the bench. They were able to withstand the 34-point onslaught by Jared McDaniel for Eaton Rapids. With a win, the Cardinals improved their record to 1-3 overall. Meanwhile, the Dexter Dreadnoughts coming into this game with a 4-0 overall record. They are 1-0 in their league, the White Division of the Southeastern Conference, a league that consists of Adrian, Chelsea, Dexter, Tecumseh, the brand new Ypsilanti Community High School, and Ypsilanti Lincoln. Ypsi Community, in case you have not heard, is the result of the consolidation of the old Ypsilanti Public Schools and Willow Run School District that happened over this past summer. The Dreadnoughts open up with a 44-41 win at Brighton. They won against Ann Arbor Pioneers 63-54. They beat Tecumseh to open up SEC white play on December 20th, 50-38. Then yesterday at the Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament, The Dreadnoughts beat the Fremont Eagles 63-44. For Dexter, Noah Mellifont led all scorers with 20 points. Derek Seidel, the team's leading scorer, with 15 points. And that is actually keeping with his average of 16 points per game, according to head coach Tim Fontescue. London Truman with 4 points. Leading rebounder for the Dreadnoughts, Ben Kill, he had 6 boards last night, and that's keeping right along with his average, team leading 7 rebounds per game. As the Dreadnoughts out-rebounded the Eagles 36-31, Eagles had 11 turnovers compared to just 3 for the Dreadnoughts. Off those turnovers, Dexter really took advantage, outscoring the Eagles 10-2. Should be a very competitive game here at the Coldwater High School new gym between Fremont, between Coldwater and Dexter. Fremont and Coldwater playing right now. It's somewhere in the third quarter of the JV girls championship game. The JV boys championship game probably will wind up starting around 7:15 or so. So it's possible if you get out here to Coldwater High School, you might be able to catch bits and pieces of both the boys championship games featuring the Coldwater Cardinal varsity and JV boys, of course, here in the new gym against Dexter, over in the old gym against Fremont. And of course, we will keep you apprised with scoring updates all throughout the evening on our Twitter and Facebook accounts. Just look for it at WTVBAM.com, and also tell your friends about the live streaming here at WTVBAM.com. Action also going on at Sturgis High School in the A&K Enterprises Holiday Tournament, the tournament that Bronson, Portage, Northern, Sturgis, and Kalamazoo Christian have always participated in for a long, 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 long time. The score of the girls' consolation game, Bronson defeated Sturgis 41-39, so a nice bounce-back game for Coach Andy Hatt and his Lady Viking girls. So Bronson taking on Kalamazoo Christian in the boys' consolation game out at Sturgis. We don't have a score on that yet, but once we do, we'll be sure to let you know. Championship games over there at Sturgis for the girls, Kalamazoo Christian versus Portage Northern, and for the boys, Sturgis versus Portage Northern. And it wouldn't surprise me if someone on the Coldwater coaching staff was scouting out the Trojans, because that is who the Cardinals will be playing once they get back from Christmas break. Well, it's the game after they get back from Christmas break. The game after they get back from Christmas break. They return to action after tonight's game on January 8th at Bronson, and then they host Sturgis for varsity girls and boys doubleheader coming up on January 10th to open up the 2014 portion of the basketball season. We'll go ahead and take this break and be back with the starting lineups and the opening tip. It's the Dexter Dreadnoughts versus the Coldwater Cardinals, the varsity boys basketball championship here at the 5th Annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. You are listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
For over 40 years, Culey's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater has kept customers coming back with great quality jewelry, the lowest prices, and a repair department that's second to none. With an expert sales staff just waiting to help you purchase that perfect gift, Culey's Jewelry is the place to go. Engagement rings are waiting for your approval. Come see their selection of carat diamonds in either princess or brilliant cut round stones. Watches need a new home. Diamond earrings and pendants are all calling your name. Plus, it's not too early to start thinking about that special Valentine's Day gift. With free layaway and gift wrapping, shop where shopping is fun. Shop at Culey's Jewelry. Culey's Jewelry, downtown Coldwater since 1968. Culey's, Culey's,
fine jewelry says it best. The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Here are the starting lineups for tonight's Varsity Boys Championship game here at the 5th Annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament between the Dexter Dreadnoughts and the Coldwater Cardinals for the visiting Dreadnoughts. 4-0 under head coach Tim Fortescue. Three guards in the backcourt. We got Noah Belafonte, a 6'3 junior, Brian Condren, a 5'11 junior, and London Truman, a 5'10 senior, one of the tri-captains. Another tri-captain, Derek Seidel, the team's leading scorer, is in the front court. And in the middle, Adam Sikorsky, he is a 6'5 junior. For the Coldwater Cardinals, now 1-3 after last night's first win of the season under head coach Brian Kelly. Same starting lineup. Grant Maurer and Luke Stempien in the backcourt. Maurer, a 6-foot senior. Stempien, a 6'1 senior. And up front, Ryan Hadley, a 6'3 senior. Ryan Mock, a 6'3 senior. Logan Taggart, Coldwater's leading scorer. He is a 6'4 junior. With a 25-point performance. Check that. That's 26-point performance that Logan Taggart put out. He has now increased his team-leading scoring average to 16.3 points per game. Next on the list for the Cardinals, Ryan Mock now averaging 7.75. Coldwater moving from left to right across the radio dial in their home whites with the red numerals with trim. Dexter in the road, blacks with the old gold numerals and maroon trim. Ryan Hadley and Adam Sikorsky jumping at center circle. The tip is won by Coldwater's Grant Maurer. Here we go. Immediately, tough man-to-man defense being shown by the Dreadnoughts. Mock on the right corner, moving to the wing right side. We'll get it to Maurer. Lob the ball looking for Logan Taggart. Over his hands, it was touched and tracked down by Seidel for the Dreadnoughts. And here they come from right to left. London Truman is between the circles. Grant Maurer is looking over him. Get it to the left wing to Seidel. Now moving to the top of the key. Truman on the right wing. Swing the ball around. Here's Melafont trying to get past Luke Stempien on the D. Back to Truman. Just underway here in the Varsity Boys Championship game here at the Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. Truman for Dexter. Get it to the right wing. Melafont shoots over the double team and scores off the glass. The Dreadnoughts draw first blood 2-0. 7:02 and counting left to play in the first quarter. Dreadnoughts not showing a press yet. Luke Stempien pushing the ball up the floor. Bounce pass looking for Noah Taggart. Too far for the ball. It's taken away by the Dreadnoughts. Here's Truman up top. Condren for three rolls off the hoop into the arms of Logan Taggart for the rebound. 2-0 Dreadnoughts. 6:40 left to play. Opening quarter. Ryan Mock puts the ball down the floor, moves baseline left side, pump fake, leaves it way short. Melafont with a rebound. Here come the Dreadnoughts, slings the ball to Seidel. I'll kick the ball back to the right wing to Condren. Dreadnoughts reset on offense. London Truman between the circles, now moving off the screen to the right wing, kick it out to the wing right side. Condren's three-point shot is short. Battle for the rebound between Maurer and Truman. And the ball was last touched by Truman. Coldwater will get it, and the Dreadnoughts are going to show token pressure in the backcourt. Lob to Ryan Hadley to get the ball across the timeline. 6:05 left to play. First quarter, 2-0 Dexter. Hadley to Mock on the left corner. Melafonte is guarding him. He'll get it back between the circles to Luke Stempien. Maurer around to Hadley on the right wing, trying to dribble drive. Triple team closes in on him. The leaner doesn't go in for Hadley. Rebound by Sikorsky. Adam Sikorsky to London Truman. Now get it to the left wing to Seidel. Pass inside, knocked away by Stempien, taken in by Hadley. Here comes Luke Stempien. 5:30 left to play in the first quarter. Still 2-0 Dreadnoughts. Here is Taggart at the free throw line. Double team surrounds him. Now get it to Hadley. Kick it out. Mock on the right corner. Running on the curl. Get it to Hadley. Dribble penetration. Get the reverse up and in. Tie ball game 2-2. 5:13 left to play first quarter from here at Coldwater High School as we wrap up the fifth annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. Of course, after we sign off here, there's probably still going to be action over in the old gym between Coldwater and Fremont boys. We'll go over all the scores during our Branch County Abstract and Title halftime report. Three-pointer rolls off the rim, doesn't go in for Dexter. Here comes Maurer to Stempien to Mock. Open left corner three. Rattles in and out. Taggart in good position for the rebound, but it's taken away by Sikorsky. Truman blows by the double team. Kick the ball out to Melafont. Now back to the left corner of the perimeter. Seidel trying to get around Hadley. Toss the ball to the middle of the lane. Push shot is good from 10 for Sikorsky. Four to two. Cardinals trail Dexter by two. 4:17 left to play in the first quarter. Grant Maurer almost taken down from behind. No call. The ball comes to Mock. Now up top to Hadley. Shoots from the elbow. Off the back of the rim, rebounded by Melafon. Here come the Dreadnoughts. If you're wondering what a Dreadnought is, it's a type of battleship. For those of you that have played Battleship in the past, you may have known that already. Penetration down the left side of the lane, and a finger roll of good for Brian Condren. 6-2 Dreadnoughts. 3:44 left in the first quarter from here at Coldwater High School. Mock on the right corner. Dexter turning up pressure on the defense. And a blocking foul committed by Dexter. The first of the game coming with 3:36 left in the first quarter. Melafont assessed the foul. First substitution for the Dreadnoughts, Kyle Van Dusen. The third of the tri-captains for the Dreadnoughts coming in. Van Dusen is a 6-foot senior as London Truman comes to the bench. Cardinal ball trailing by four. Taggart, top of the key to Maurer. Now swing the ball around. Mock to Hadley on the right wing. Maurer running around the baseline. Instead, it comes to Taggart to Mock on the left corner. Lobbing the ball inside Stempien. Triple team. Throw it back out. Maurer launches a triple. It's short. Taggart had a hand on the rebound. It's taken away, though, by Van Dusen. Here come the Dreadnoughts, leading by four. Get it inside. Now back out. Shot from the free throw line is good for Melafont. Noah Melafont with four of Dexter's 8 points. 8-2, the six-point lead with 2:55 left in the quarter. Stempien lobbing the ball to Taggart. Double team around there. Coach Tim Fontescu begging for a traveling call. He doesn't get it. After a couple of chances, Logan Taggart finally bangs the boards and gets a bucket. 8-4, other end of the floor. In transition, Sikorsky scores. After that exchange of buckets, it is 10-4 Dreadnoughts. 2:33 left in the first quarter. Dreadnoughts turning up the pressure on the defense in the front court. Here's Mock 30 feet away to Maurer on the back right corner. Dribble drive to the right baseline. Looking for Stempien on the other corner. It's taken away by Seidel. Ahead to Melafont on the reverse. Yes, and one. For Coldwater, Ryan Hadley picking up the team's first foul. Ben Kill, Dexter's leading rebounder, a 6'5 junior coming into the Dreadnought lineup. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, Luke Beckhusen, Scout Case, also Jordan Butler and Zach DeMeester, mass substitutions for Brian Kelly. Beckhusen, a 5'10 sophomore, Case, a 5'6 senior, Butler, a 6'3 junior, DeMeester, a 6-foot junior. Currently 12-4, Dreadnoughts could be 13-4 if Melafont can convert on the three-point play. He does not. Beckhusen juggling the ball with Blaze Watson in there as well. He checked in. Blaze, a 6'1 junior. The Cardinals trail by 8, 12-4. See what the second unit can do here. Watson from just inside the arc, right side, no good. Rebound by DeMeester. Can't get it to roll in. It almost did, but it spit back out right to the Dreadnoughts. Here they come. Minute 49 left in the quarter. Here's Ben Kill putting his shoulder into Luke Beckhusen. Ball comes back outside. Seidel on the left wing with Blaze guarding him. Runs on the curl, a shot in and out. Watson had a hand on the rebound. Watson trying to take the ball away. Seidel in there as well, and Seidel is going to be guilty of a traveling violation. Dexter throwing out a diamond press. Watson inbounds on the backcourt. Luke Beckhusen trapped in the deep back corner of the backcourt, and he just throws the ball away. Don't know who he was looking for. This isn't football, where you throw the ball away just to avoid getting sacked. 1 minute, 29 seconds left to play in the first quarter. It's Dexter 12, Coldwater 4. Points have been hard to come by for the Cardinals against this tough Dexter D. Meanwhile, the Dreadnoughts have been able to get a few buckets in transition. They have the ball. Here's a dribble drive by Belafonte. He's double-teamed. Kick it out. Seidel for three. He drains it. Dexter now leads by 11, 15-4 as we count down to 1 minute left in the quarter. Luke Beckhusen moving to the right wing quickly with Van Dusen guarding him. Now up top to DeMeester. Shot from the elbow. Can't get it to go in. Pretty decent looks. He just couldn't find the bottom of the cylinder. Here come the Dreadnought spin move. Kick it out to the right wing. Three ball is good for Brian Condon. They're heating it up from downtown. 18-4. Dexter leads by 14. 32 seconds left in the quarter. Case with a ball on the right wing. Spin move. Trying to dribble penetrate. Needs help. Kick it out. Butler for three up top. Wide right. And the ball rebounded by Dexter. The double team was sandwiching Melifon, who had the double team, having trouble trying to handle the ball. It's picked up by Kill. Needs help. Kick it out to the right wing. A dribble drive. Now out to the elbow. Back up top. Three ball. Good for Seidel. Three triples in a row for the Dreadnoughts, and they've opened things up 21-4. Luke Beckhusen at the buzzer. Can he get it to go in? No, it goes wide right. After one, it is Dexter 21, Coldwater 4. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Halet Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Halet's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Halet. Halet has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Halet has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Halet has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Halet. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaletAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Second quarter about to get underway here at Coldwater High School. The Dexter Dreadnoughts opening up a big 21-4 lead thanks to three triples that were drained in the last minute and a half of the quarter. Dexter ball, Seidel responsible for a couple of those triples, has the ball top of the key, now get it right wing, a dribble penetration. Layup doesn't go in for Van Dusen because he is hacked. He'll go up for two. First trip to the free throw line for him. Grant Maurer picking up his first foul, team second. First to two from Van Dusen is two, increasing the Dreadnought lead to 22-4. 18-point lead, and now 19 as Van Dusen drains both. Dreadnoughts throwing out a diamond press. Hadley back in and bounce the ball to Stempion. It's back to the starting unit now for the Cardinals. Layup is good for Luke Stempion going coast to coast. breaks the long dry spell for the Cardinals. 23-6. They trail by 17. 7:27 left to play in the second quarter. Here's a leaner good from the high left blocks. London Truman gets into the scorebook. 25-6. Back to a 19-point edge for the Dreadnoughts. Hadley lobbed the ball looking for Taggart. It's taken away by Dexter for the time being, but Truman throws it back to the Cardinals. A shot from the right elbow, good for Stempion. 25-8. Back and forth we go. Truman moving sideline left, moving off the screen to the right wing. Dribble drive, kick it outside. Old three, bam! His third triple of the game, 9 points total, and the Dreadnoughts lead by 20, 28-8. 6:45 and counting left to play in the half. Beck Husen getting ready to check in for Coldwater at the next dead ball. Maurer to Stempion on the right corner. Nothing happening inside for Coldwater. Ryan Mock, 12 feet away from the bucket, trying to blow by the double team along the baseline, kicking the ball out to Maurer as he falls down. Maurer throws it to Stempion. It was last touched by Dexter while the ball went through Stempion's hands. Hadley to the bench. Luke Beck Husen coming in. 6:26 left to play in the second quarter. 28-8, Dreadnoughts over the Cardinals. Luke Stempion with the ball on the right corner. Now get it to Taggart on the elbow. Back to Stempion. He'll reset between the circles. Throwing the ball around to Beck Husen on the right wing. Bounce pass inside. Stempion double team forces up the shot. It's over the hoop. Ball tip hauled in by Seidel. Here come the Dreadnoughts from right to left, leading by 20. London Truman top the key, kick the ball out. Uh-oh, three ball is good. This time Sikorsky drains it from the right corner. Nice in-and-out play being shown by the Dreadnoughts. They now lead by 23, 31-8, 5:46 left to play in the opening half. Lehner doesn't go in for Grant Maurer. He draws a foul. He'll go up for a pair from the charity stripe. London Truman picking up his first foul, just the team's second. Maurer to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Draws the back of the rim on the first one. It remains 31-8. Dreadnoughts, 5:43 left in the half. Second one down. Up, good. Maurer splits the pair. Grant Maurer will meet the ball handler for the Dreadnoughts at half court. And all the assignment goes to Beck Husen. No press being shown by the Cardinals yet. Here is Hill. Ball comes back top of the key. It's an air ball, a rare air ball for Seidel. It may be his first miss from the three-point line. There's a whistle, and we may get a reversal. The initial indication said it went out of bounds going to Coldwater, and that is the final determination. 31-9, 22-point Dreadnought lead over the Cardinals, 5:24 and counting left to play in the half. No diamond press being shown by the Dreadnoughts this time. Here's dribble penetration by Beck Husen, and he's hacked. Dexter Ben Kill picking up his first foul, team third, to the charity stripe for Beck Husen. With 5:18 left to play in the first half. Cardinals trail by 22, 31-9. First one rattles and rolls off the hoop. No good for Luke. The free throw line coming into tonight's game, only 30.8%. Something that sure to improve over the course of the season. Back end of that trip didn't go in either. Dreadnoughts with a rebound, Seidel to Truman, gets it across the timeline, 5:10 left in the half. Truman, quick penetration to the bucket, and Grant Maurer forced to commit the foul. It's going to be Grant's second, team third. Blaze Watson getting ready to check in, probably for Maurer. Shooting foul will send Truman to the free throw line. First one is good for Truman. Mellifont will come back in for the Dreadnoughts. Seidel to the bench. Maurer out and Blaze Watson in for Coldwater. Currently 32-9, 23-point lead for the Dreadnoughts. and 24 as Truman sank both of them. The Dreadnoughts 4 of 5 from the free throw line so far in the game. Luke Beckhusen trapped, throws the ball to Stempien as the Cardinals break the press. Stempien blocked, the ball ripped away by Sikorsky for Dexter. Here they come the other way very quickly. Van Dusen. Truman, to kill with a dribble penetration, and he lost the handle of the ball. Blaze Watson lost the handle of the ball, throws it right to Truman, other end of the floor. Dreadnoughts have numbers, left good for Truman. Brian Kelly has seen enough. Timeout, Cardinals, 4:34 left in the half, 35-9. The Dreadnoughts lead. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
For some of us, gambling can make us lose more than a few dollars. We may lose our jobs, lose our homes, and slowly but surely we'll lose the people we love. We're at a loss as to why we can't control our gambling. We lose years struggling with an addiction we didn't even know we had. For free confidential help, call the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline to speak with a counselor. Call 1-800-270-7117. It's time to win your life back. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Community Health and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
35 for the Dexter Dreadnoughts and 9 for the Coldwater Cardinals. 4:34 left to play in the first half. Coming out of the Coldwater timeout, they get the ball, Ryan Mock, to trigger in between the Coldwater bench and the scorer's table. Quickly, the ball comes to Blaze Watson on the set play. He overshot the bucket. Rebound putback goes in, though, for Hadley. 35-11, 24-point lead for the Dreadnoughts. 4:20 left in the half. Hadley almost poked the ball away from Malafon as he received the pass. Now the bounce pass coming back outside for the Dreadnoughts. Here's Van Dusen on the left wing, moving to the top with Watson guarding him. Three-pointer is good for London Truman. His first triple. They've been lighting it up from downtown. That's why they lead right now by 27, 38-11, threatening to run away with this one early, and we're just across the halfway point of the second quarter. Bounce pass, Blaze Watson. Logan Taggart gets the type of post-up move that we saw an awful lot of last night against Eaton Rapids. Back to a 25-point Dreadnought lead, 38-13, 3:34 left to play in the half. Ball around the perimeter. Here is Van Dusen inside. Sikorsky turnaround shot is short, rebounded by Mock. Mock to Beckhusen. Long throw to Blaze Watson on the right corner. And an immediate foul by Noah Melifon, who just happened to be in the neighborhood. For the Dreadnoughts, Melifon just picked up his second. So to the bench, Brian Condren and Derek Seidel back in for Dexter. They lead by 25, 38-13. Luke Beckhusen to trigger underneath the Coldwater bucket, 3:18 left in the half. Beckhusen looking, finds Ryan Hadley despite Truman being in his face. Truman at center court. Along with Hadley, Hadley throws the ball to Mock. Back it back out. Run the offense. Look for a good shot underneath. Dribble drive by Hadley. His shot from 17 is blocked. Ball hauled in by the Dreadnoughts. Here they come, leading by 25. Condren bounce pass to the right corner. Kill underhands it to Melifon, his 17-footer off the back of the rim. Beckhusen ahead to Hadley. Cut off at the left wing with Truman guarding him. Lob the ball, looking for Taggart inside, taken away by Melifon. Here come the Dreadnoughts. Running the sideline right side, Blaze Watson forcing Truman out of bounds. Watson is going to be assessed. I thought Watson was going to be assessed the foul. And sure enough, the initial indication looked like they were going to give it to 23, who was nowhere near that play. But Blaze Watson does pick up his first foul, team fourth, mock out. And Stempien back in for Coldwater. 25-point lead for the Dreadnoughts, the boys in black, old gold, and maroon. The mugging on the right blocks. Melifont's going to go up for a pair, trying to take the ball up strong. A double, triple team surrounding him. And for Coldwater, Blaze Watson just picked up his second quick foul. Team fifth. Scout Case probably will be coming in to replace Watson with 2:21 left in the half. Half the first of two for Melifont goes in. That's his seventh point of the game, his first make from the charity stripe. And that is the exchange. Watson out and Case in. 39-13 Dreadnoughts. 26-point lead. 2:21 left in the half. Second one down, up, and good for Melifont. He now has eight of Dexter's 40 points. Dreadnoughts throwing out a press. Case double team, bounce pass, finds Beckhusen despite the fact that there were Dreadnoughts all over the place. Here comes Beckhusen, quick to the cup. Missed the push shot from the right side because he was fouled. Beckhusen to the line. And for the Dreadnoughts, trouble for them. Melifont picking up his third foul. I think Sikorsky will check in momentarily for Melifont, and they will let him check in. After the first make by Luke. Second one is good as well. It's now 40-15, 25-point lead once again for the Dreadnoughts. 2:04 left to play in the half. Here's Truman on the left wing. Get it up top, three-pointer, bounces off the rim. No good for the Dreadnoughts. Here comes Beckhusen to Hadley on the right corner. Minute 45 left, 25-point lead for Dexter. Hadley out to the left corner to Stempien. Swing the ball around. Here's Beckhusen, right wing between the circles. Back to Case. Bounce pass to Stempien. And now Hadley on the left wing. Thought three, but Kill was in his face. Stempien trying to move off a screen. Kick it out. Hadley open three. Rolls off the hoop. Truman with a rebound for Dexter. Truman quickly other end of the floor. Layup. Good. 11 second quarter points for London Truman, certainly helping out the Dexter Dreadnought cause. 42-15. Lob pass from Stempien to Logan Taggart. He's trapped underneath. And a little traveling music, Sammy. Michael Magos coming in for the first time in this tournament. He is a 5'11 junior. Charlie Beach coming in for the first time for Dexter tonight, a 5'8 junior. Dexter 42, Coldwater 15. 27-point lead with 1 minute left. Points have been at a premium for the boys in red and white tonight. Thanks to the tough Dexter D. Transition points and especially the three-pointer. Jump ball. Hadley tied up on the right wing, and the possession arrow is going to point to Coldwater. Stempien inbounds to Scout Case. He crosses the timeline. Hadley has it. Dribble drive by Ryan Hadley. Cut off, trying to post up. Blows, splits the double team, loses the ball, gets it back. Reverses good for Ryan Hadley. That's his sixth point. 42-17. Back to a 25-point lead. 22 seconds left in the half. See if the Dreadnoughts play for the final shot. That's what they're doing as London Truman in no hurry to start to run the offense. Now he'll start it with 10 seconds left in the half from the back left corner. And an offensive foul. Ryan Hadley's feet were set as London Truman didn't even see him there. Truman is going to be assessed his second foul. player control foul. The Cardinals will get the ball out of bounds with a tick under 7 seconds left in the half. Stepien gets the ball back, cut off the free throw line, out to Taggart for three. Bam! At the buzzer! Coldwater heads into the locker room, trailing by 22. Dexter 42, Coldwater 20. Back with the Branch County Abstract and Title halftime report after this. You're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
When we work together, we can accomplish great things. There's evidence of that right here at home at the Branch County Community Foundation. I'm the Executive Director, Colleen Knight, and when we pool our resources, our people, and our dollars, we can make a much greater impact and a stronger community than we can individually. At the Community Foundation, we've teamed with the Branch County Coalition Against Domestic Violence to support an innovative anti-bullying program in local schools to reduce violence in school and over time in the home. We've partnered to purchase new tasers for the Branch County Sheriff's Department, resulting in increased safety for all of us, including the deputies. And with the Branch County United Way, we've supported their Dolly Parton Imagination Library program, which promotes parents reading to their young children, increasing literacy for those children over their lifetime. By pooling individual gifts and working together, we can truly accomplish so much more. To find out more about increasing your impact through a gift to the Community Foundation, contact us at 278-4517 or visit us at brcofoundation.org. Together, we can accomplish great things for Branch County today and in the future.
Today's competitive business climate demands that you operate your fleet at peak efficiency. This is Mark Lubberry from Warner Oil. With Pacific Pride, you can take control of your fleet cost. Pacific Pride has over 2,000 sites nationwide, open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. No matter how many trucks you fuel or where you fuel, you'll get just one bill from our office for better fuel accountability. To learn how you can become a frequent fueler, call us or stop by Warner Oil Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. At Warner Oil, we're also your source for heating oil. By using our convenient Keep Full program, you can be sure your family will be warm this winter when it's cold outside. Our Nature's Comfort wood pellet stoves heat up to 2,500 square feet and allow you to supplement your current heating system. For more information, call us at Warner Oil today or stop by our office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. at 400 Race Street in Coldwater and at Roost Oil at 6651 South Eden Road, Reading.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's halftime here at Coldwater High School, the varsity boys championship game here at the 5th annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. Unfortunately for the Cardinal fans in attendance, it's been all Dexter, 42-20, the halftime score. Halftime report brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title, wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887. Where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. First up for the Coldwater Cardinals, Luke Beckhusen with two, Grant Maurer with one, Ryan Hadley with six, Luke Stempien with four, and Logan Taggart, thanks to that three-pointer at the buzzer to end the first half, leading the way for the red and white with seven. Those are the 20 points that are up on the board right now for the Cardinals. Meanwhile, for Dexter, Noah Mellifont with 11. Brian Condren. I'll check that. Noah Mellifont with 8. Brian Condren with 5. Derek Seidel with 9. London Truman with 11 to lead the way for the Dreadnoughts. Kyle Van Dusen with 2. And Adam Sikorsky with 7. Those are the 42 that are up on the board for the Dreadnoughts. By the quarters, 21-4 in the first, 21-16 in the second, all favoring the Dreadnoughts. Shooting percentages first for Coldwater, 8 of 27 in the first half. From the three-point line, they took 6, made only 1, 16.7%. From the free throw line, 50%. For the Dreadnoughts, 15 of 25 shooting from the field, 60%, aided and abetted by 6 three-pointers that they made. They took 11, they made 6, that's good for 54.5% of their three-pointers made, 6 of 7 from the charity stripe. Dexter with the edge on the board, 17 to 14. Sikorsky with 4 rebounds and Mellifont with 3 currently for Dexter. Meanwhile, Beck Hughes and Hadley and Taggart with 2 apiece. Turnovers, 6 for Coldwater, 2 for Dexter, but off of those turnovers, the Dreadnoughts with an 8-2 edge. This is the last game here at the CHS New Gym to wrap up the 5th Annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. Let's give you a summary of the games that have been played so far here in the New Gym. Niles wins the girls varsity championship with a 68-51 win over the Fremont Lady Eagles. Elise Zimmerman with 19 points, Libby Moody with 18, Jasmine Brand 12, and Tatiana Goodson with 10 to lead the Vikings. They improve to 6-1 overall as they get back to smack West Clay following Christmas break. For the Fremont Eagles, who dropped a 7-5 on their season, Shane Rowhouse led all scorers with 24 points. She also had 12 rebounds. Melissa Beer, 17 points for Neil Francis' squad. The boys' consolation game, it was Eaton Rapids over Fremont. Final score of 85-69. The Greyhounds coming out on top for Eaton Rapids. Travis Jex led the way with 23 points. Sam Masteller with 15. Sheldon Holmes and Jared McDaniel with 11 points apiece. For Fremont, Alex Beams with 25 and Wade Regadens with 22. The game we brought you earlier this afternoon, girls' consolation action. Coldwater, a 58-24 winner against Carleton Airport. The Cardinals shut out the Jets in the second quarter, 19-0. In fact, there's a period of 2.5 quarters where the Jets were unable to score a field goal. That contributed in a big way to the win for the Cardinals. The ladies picking up just their second win of the season to go to 2-4. The ladies were led by Kenzie Galloway with 20 points. Her younger sister, Kendall Galloway, we named her McDonald's Player of the Game with 16. Over on the JV side, girls' consolation game went into overtime before Niles pulled out the 49-47 win, rather, over Carleton Airport. Boys' consolation game, Dexter defeated Eaton Rapids 47-38. We're still waiting on a final score on the Fremont-Coldwater JV girls' championship game. I'm hoping that that finishes up in a little bit. We'll see if we can track down Coach Crabtree and get a final score from that game. Halftime here between Coldwater and Dexter. The Dreadnoughts lead the Cardinals 42-20. Second half action coming up after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Mobilia.com. How about a 2012 Dodge 2500 Crew 4x4 with tow package, just $489 per month? Looking for a lower cost ride with lots of room? Mobilia has a 2006 Dodge Dakota Club 4x4 with V6, just $177 per month. Step up with a 2013 Dodge 1500 Quad 4x4 with Hemi, just $449 per month. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Downer, Jared Hedrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Mobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle with their expanded service.
service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Bobelia will get you in and out quickly. At Bobelia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Bobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
When we work together, we can accomplish great things. There's evidence of that right here at home at the Branch County Community Foundation. I'm the Executive Director, Colleen Knight. And when we pool our resources, our people, and our dollars, we can make a much greater impact and a stronger community than we can individually. At the Community Foundation, we've teamed with the Branch County Coalition Against Domestic Violence to support an innovative anti-bullying program in local schools to reduce violence in school and over time in the home. We've partnered to purchase new tasers for the Branch County Sheriff's Department, resulting in increased safety for all of us, including the deputies. And with the Branch County United Way, we've supported their Dolly Parton Imagination Library program, which promotes parents reading to their young children, increasing literacy for those children over their lifetime. By pooling individual gifts and working together, we can truly accomplish so much more. To find out more about increasing your impact through a gift to the Community Foundation, contact us at 278-4517 or visit us at brcofoundation.org. Together, we can accomplish great things for Branch County today and in the future.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.